Yes, we're trying to give fruit flies Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease is a major issue in Australia, in elderly Australians. As people get older, the incidence of this neurodegenerative disease increases exponentially. And obviously, as Australians age, and we have an ageing population, this means that the incidence of this disease is only going to increase over time. Now, the big problem is that we have no effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease. We have some symptomatic treatments, but we're not actually able to treat the cause of the disease as yet. And what we've been doing is looking at the possibility that some natural products are able to prevent the toxic protein that forms in Alzheimer's disease from misfolding and causing damage. Now, obviously, you want to be able to test this. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You could actually give your drugs to people for 30 years to see if it's going to prevent Alzheimer's disease. This is obviously a very slow way to do it. You can use special genetically constructed mice. Outside of humans, primates, and dogs, no other animal really gets Alzheimer's disease. So we have to do genetic modification of mice to develop Alzheimer's disease. The approach that our group has taken is to genetically modify fruit flies.
We'll get to the how in a moment, but why fruit flies? What is it about the fruit fly that can give you the answers you need?
Fruit flies are very well-established models of genetic modification. We also have very well-established models of behaviour and memory in fruit flies. So we have good genetic backgrounds and good ways to be able to study whether or not fruit flies' nervous systems are affected. So, for example, we can use something as simple as a climbing assay. If the neurotoxicity of these proteins is being occurring, then the fruit flies won't be able to climb. It's very, very simple. And if you're wanting to screen large numbers of compounds and a very short time, because fruit flies have a very short generation span, we can scan a lot of different compounds in a very short time and have an answer in half to a quarter of a year, whereas if you're using a genetic knock-in model of a mouse, you may have to wait for a year or so before you know whether or not your compound is having any effect.
So it's quicker using fruit flies to get the data you need, but how do you actually go about doing that? Do you give the fruit flies Alzheimer's disease?
We can't give the fruit flies Alzheimer's disease in the same way that we give that humans have Alzheimer's disease, because of course their brains work differently. But what we've done is we've taken the human gene that produces the protein responsible for Alzheimer's disease, and we've removed the equivalent gene from the flies and replaced it with the human gene. So now the flies will start producing the mutant version of the human gene that's involved in Alzheimer's disease. This will accumulate in their nerves and start causing their nerves to dysfunction.
And the purpose, I assume, is to be able to test drugs on them to work out what you can then use with humans.
This is correct, and especially we can look at a number of drugs that we've looked at over the years that work in test tubes. So if we have a dish with pretend brain cells in it and put the toxic protein on, it kills them. And if we add these chemicals in and then put the toxic protein on, it stops it. But these test tube results are not necessarily indicative of what's going to happen in the body. Our body breaks down drugs. It's got to get across the blood-brain barrier. So although fruit flies are in many ways very different from humans, you also have this issue of getting it into the body, getting it past the blood-brain barrier, and or in the fruit fly's case, the ichor brain barrier, and whether or not these things will be able to prevent the long-term development of these toxic proteins.
How long are you expecting this to take before you have an answer?
We've just finished breeding the fruit flies now. We're starting to do the control experiments. We hope by the end of this year to have our first experiments showing whether or not our chemicals have any effect on the development of the brain damage or the nerve damage due to the toxic Alzheimer's protein with our chemicals.
So you've just started. Does that mean the fruit flies have the disease now already?
Our first group of toxic protein-bearing fruit flies were tested just the other day by my honours student, Chen, and they're because this develops over time, we don't expect to see a difference between them and the normal flies, but they're happy, they're healthy, they're climbing, and we're going to follow the development of the disease over the coming weeks, and then we'll see how our interventions go.
It's very interesting research. You wouldn't think something that's normally considered to be a pest and so small could unlock the mysteries to solving a very big problem.
Well, yeah, it is surprising, but we've been using fruit flies to look at a number of human diseases for a long time. The colleague I'm working with initially has been using fruit flies to look at the development of Huntington's disease and how we can possibly intervene in Huntington's disease. So while they may not be flashy, fruit flies have been providing valuable insights to human disease processes for many years.